from MLU headquarters in Philadelphia. This is Cleats and Cuffy. Everything ultimate, from the field to the border.
All right, welcome to Cleats and Cufflinks. We're back after a long hiatus and looking at, you know, talking about Ultimate both on the field and off, or in the boardroom, as we say. I'm here today with our first of what is likely to be several guest hosts on Cleats and Cufflinks over the next couple of months, Scott Helm. Scott, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Nick. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. You know, it's been a kind of a fun and an interesting week, has it not? We had what I think is probably, you know, our first big announcement of the season, and one of our most exciting ones from my perspective is cross divisional play.
Yeah, that's huge, and everyone's gonna love it. Fans, players, it's a huge step. It's great.
Yeah, so we're gonna have so everybody knows, we're gonna have Portland come over and play Boston next season, and then we're also gonna have New York fly out to the Bay to take on the San Francisco Dogfish. I mean, both matchups have a lot of intrigue for our fans, I think.
Yeah.
I'm particularly looking forward, I think everybody is, to the Boston-Portland matchup, because everybody expected that to be the matchup for the championship game last year.
Yeah, that was a huge upset Seattle pulled off. It'll be, hopefully Portland can, show off some stuff, because the West Coast team has never won on the East Coast.
That's true. And, you know, to their defense, I think traveling out from West Coast to East Coast with that little bit of time to play is always really difficult.
Yeah,
we're going to see how that affects an East Coast team going the other way. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's exciting. And, you know, a lot of people are asking us, well, just two teams are getting to go out and play there. What kind of difference is that actually showing? You know, why not do all the teams, or why are you only doing two teams? And, you know, I think from our perspective, and you can correct me if you think otherwise, but this is the beginning. This is like a first step. You know, I hope that in 2017 we can do a couple more of those games and really start to integrate both conferences a little bit more.
Yeah, this is a great way to just get our feet wet a little bit and find out how much everybody loves it, and we'll just have to, we'll be forced to do it again.
Yeah, or not.
Or, I mean, yeah.
No, but hopefully that's not the case. Yeah. All right, well, great. So, obviously, we're a little different format here, having you join me on this side of the camera. You have spent a lot of the time here at the league on the other side of the camera. So why don't you tell everybody a little bit, like, you came in originally to start when?
It was the second season.
Second season.
So I came in then, mostly to do graphic work, things, stuff like that. And then I started on the production team, and that was quite the experience. We're a very close-knit team. You know, when you don't have a lot of resources, you just have to kind of make it up as you go along. And it was definitely an experience.
So, production team, you came in and you worked both in post-production, putting together highlights and graphics for that sort of stuff, but also, I think, the part that everybody speaks to the most is the live production work.
Yes, a lot of travel, a lot of hard work, a lot of picking up heavy stuff and putting it back down. A lot of people don't really understand that production is mostly moving heavy equipment and then sitting down for a couple hours.
Yeah, essentially, you've done all the work to get the equipment to work once you turn it on. Mm-hmm. It's really about getting it there.
Getting it there. And the travel, it's hard, but it's great to see all the cities, to meet all the different teams. You know, a lot of people in this office don't get to go to all the games like that. So it's a really cool experience to go see all of the cities that we have teams in.
Excellent. And so in production, what role did you play while the game was running?
While the game was running, I would manage switching all the cameras and any wipes and effects and things like that I would take care of.
And what do we call that position?
Tech director. Technical director.
Technical director.
TD,
as we call it. So we're running in the booth, because I think people don't really know how this works. Mm-hmm. What do we have in the booth at a given game?
Okay, so in the booth, in the very small booth, we have a lot of equipment. So it's the director, Matt, me, the technical director, the graphics operator, the replay operator, the sound guy, two announcers, the talent, and 3 to 4 cameramen on the field.
Excellent. And so with that, and it sounds like actually You know, I don't have a ton of experience on the production side, mainly just our thing. Mm-hmm. But I've had the good fortune over the last couple of years to actually get out and visit some things. And that sounds like a pretty light crew.
Yes, it is. Essentially, each one person doing a job is doing three jobs. So it would be three times the crew if we had the actual, you know, team to go along with it. And we would get there in a gigantic truck. You know, we kind of stuffed all of our gear into whatever vehicle we could find and get to the game. So we definitely have a bigger crew and a bigger way to get them there.
Awesome. Awesome. So now we've had some changes in your job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you came in, as you said, originally you came in more in the graphics role.
Yeah.
Then you moved into the production role. Since then, you've added a lot of sort of the motion graphic stuff
Yes.
that we got to see last year. And now, you know, given your work there, we've moved you actually in a slightly different direction
mm-hmm.
again, into the creative director kind of role. So, you know, from your point of view, working here in the office, working with all the other departments and all the other people, mm-hmm. what do you see as the sort of overarching role of the creative director in the organization?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say I'm very excited to get started. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun. And I think I bring a very unique point of view to the table, as I wasn't a part of the Ultimate community before I started this job.
Yeah.
So I get to bring what I loved about it to the table. I get to know what it's like to be an outsider and feel all of these great feelings that the community welcomed me with. I get to share that with people. All the people who don't play right now that we can reach out to and show what a great product we have, I know what got me so that I can also bring them in. And I'm looking forward to spreading that to every department we have, you know? Just making sure that we're making every single person feel welcome.
I like that. And then in terms of the kind of stuff that you'll be overseeing, the kind mm-hmm. of day-to-day stuff, what do you imagine this to be? Because obviously, I mean, it's new, right?
Yeah.
We're not gonna solve all these problems here mm-hmm. on the podcast as much as we might try. But in a general sense, as you're growing into this job, like, what are your expectations in terms of what you're going to be delivering to our fans, how mm-hmm. you're going to be helping our players and staff, and then that kind of thing? What do you see that?
Hopefully, I really would love to just improve communication both internally and externally from within the company and from the company to the fans. I feel like sometimes there's some disconnect and everybody can feel that, and it just stinks when that happens. So I want to help that. I want to have...
And you're doing it right now.
Oh, communicating.
Communicating.
It's fantastic.
Directly to the people.
Mm-hmm.
I like it, yeah.
So I want to just make sure that people's voices are heard. I want to make sure that people are open to input, to other people's voices. And that everything that we put out, whether it be video productions or graphics or social media campaigns, whatever that is, has a little piece of the company in it. Everything from everywhere, every little department. They can all put their input in, have their voices be heard, and work as a collective unit. You know, really, I think that's really important.
I like it a lot. So in keeping with that, as you said, there's going to be this variety of kind of touch points that the company has, both mm-hmm. with fans, with players, with staff, and each of those points has to carry the league's brand.
Yes.
And has to communicate properly. And part of that, you know, we've talked about a lot, is not just output, not just what we're sending out into the world, but also what we're taking in from the world at large. And we've been discussing this quite a bit lately. I think that it might be interesting to talk about kind of, we've had some strategic sort of changes
Yes.
that we've undertaken here and had some different ways of thinking and talking about not just our league, but about mm-hmm. Ultimate in general. And one of the big adjustments that we've been trying to make is looking at the whole pantheon of Ultimate and saying that, you know, we're a piece of this. But there are all these other important parts of it that we should be paying more attention to, that we should be talking about, that we should be getting input from,
mm-hmm.
and that we want to become sort of a stronger and better part of the overall community.
Now, yes.
Can you speak to that at all from you know, your involvement in these conversations, which is obviously a little bit different than mine always, and mm-hmm. it's good to have that perspective.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I feel like, you know, we get a little lost. We're a little bit of people trying to do a lot of job. And
that's, can we get a t-shirt
yeah,
that
I know,
says
that's
that?
Perfect.
You're part of the merchandise team as well. And a little bit of people doing a lot of job.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
so when you're busy running from place to place, getting all these things done, you don't have the time to sit down and really think about, like, what you're putting out there or what your persona is to the people who aren't running around and doing all these jobs. And you get really lost and you kind of push people away. And I feel like there was a lot of that in the past years, and it's something we really want to move away from. And as my job as the creative director, I want to build a community that incorporates everybody in Ultimate. And that's going to be a huge part of my job, is making sure that not only do the teams have personas and personalities, but those are built by the community. I don't want to go out and tell people how the team is, or like, oh, what are the Whitecaps like? I don't know. I want them to tell me. Mm-hmm. I want input from the community, you know? And I think we kind of neglected that a little bit in the years past. Do you agree?
I would agree. And I think that comes from a couple different angles. You know, one, I think you're right. A few people doing a lot of work is always challenging. And sometimes we expect people from the outside to understand that
mm-hmm.
And to just accept the kind of mistakes that you might make as a result of it. But it's really good, I think, to also give people a little insight. So the couple things that we've addressed there are, one, you know, addressing our strategic position.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to open up more, both in terms of being more transparent in what we're doing, but also open up more to input from the outside. We also want to, you know, we've had the good fortune in some of our cities in particular, but even across the board, of interacting with people who may not be as familiar with the traditional Ultimate community
mm-hmm.
and being able to put those groups in touch, you know, because these are people that want to play Ultimate, want to get involved in Ultimate, might be on some level, but want more.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we are in a good position to act as a, you know, a conduit for people to meet each other and grow the sport in general.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the other big thing. We want to be on the side of people growing the sport.
Yes.
So we've done this strategic sort of discussion, and how we represent that is still going to be figured out.
Yes.
You know, the mechanisms by which that, the tactics mm-hmm. by which that strategy is evolved, still need to be worked out. But the other big thing, and I think the important thing given your new position, is we've internally changed our strategy a little bit to an even bigger focus on the people that work here and that work for us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as of this year, we've moved a lot of people who started here in part-time, seasonal, or even internship-style roles, and we've moved them up to full-time positions for mm-hmm. 2016. So you can talk a little bit about your path through that, and maybe we can talk about how we think that's going to affect the company going forward.
Yeah. Well, I started just because I knew Greg, who was part
Greg
of the
Fallon,
production team.
Yep.
Greg Fallon, yeah. And I came in not knowing anything about Ultimate, and I just really loved the company. I loved what we were doing, and I just wanted to be a part of it. And here I am now.
And you made some sacrifices to do that. It wasn't like it was a lucrative position at the time. And particularly out of season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in season was a little bit, you know, you had the production stuff going on, but you definitely made some sacrifices.
Yeah, I mean, we've all made a lot of sacrifices to make this work. It's a really hard job. But I'm still here because it's worth it. And all the people are still here because it's worth it. And it's paid off, you know. We have increased our staff. We're all here. We've mm-hmm. got full-time employees now. And that's huge to start. One of Connor, our graphics operator.
Oh, yeah, Connor.
We found him shipping in the basement, sending out discs and T-shirts. And now he is going to start as a real employee. You know, like, it's insane how a bunch of interns and part-time people have just grown into full-time employees and make this company what it is.
It's actually, I look back at everything that's gone over the past few years, and that is now, it's something that I talk about to a lot of people, you know, that, you know, when you think about what you're proud of doing, the way that, you know, over the course of 3 years, there's been a lot of hard times, a lot of challenges, a lot of people making sacrifices. And the fact that we now get to reward people and we get to build people up is fantastic. And of course, that goes hand in hand with getting more investment in. You know, we have a great group of investors, and those investors really understand not only what we're trying to do in terms of an end goal, but the way in which we're trying to do it. And they understand that the path to it, the path to getting where we need to go, is really by building up strong people who will represent the company well and will help it grow in the long term. Not just the company, but the sport as a whole. Because that's really, you know, one ship raises another in that kind of case.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're really happy to have had that happen. And the Connor story is great. I mean, how often has this happened at this point?
Yeah.
You know, somebody comes in. I mean, you came in to do some just graphic design work. Kind of like part-time, like a couple days a week. Kind of graphic design work. And now, you know, you're sitting here with a significant role and responsibility in the company after a couple of years. You know, Luke Ryan came into the organization as a... Essentially, an intern who was just here to do kind of whatever needed to be done.
Well, actually, his team wanted, for our PGP program, they wanted to get jerseys made. I remember designing their jerseys while I was just doing graphic work. And then he was like, hey, can I do literally anything because I want to work here?
That's right. It was at St. Joe's University.
Yeah, St. Joe's.
Yeah, they came in and they got their jerseys and he showed up to pick them up and he's like, can I just come work here?
Yeah.
And, you know, he started working here and then over the course of a year was like, I'm really into statistics and things like that. Could I build that? And now next thing you know, we have a full-fledged fantasy ultimate program, a massive statistics database. I mean, it's incredible. I'm going to have him on the podcast next. He'll be our next guest host.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great great story there.
Yeah, he'd be a good fit, so, I don't know. I think that you're probably with me and being very excited about moving people full-time. We're in a cool office space now.
Yeah, it's great.
If you're watching on the camera, you can see we're sitting in what is becoming a studio for us. Right, it's on its way.
We're working.
We're missing a couple of walls.
Yeah,
a door or two, maybe some soundproofing. I don't know how this is sounding right now.
Yeah,
we're missing a few items. You may hear some background noise, but we have a very cool backdrop from Canterbury, our amazing apparel sponsor.
Yes, absolutely.
That we're sitting in front of. And out in the other rooms, of which there are several.
Several rooms.
Several rooms.
Feels good to say.
Wild, right? Whew. Several rooms. We have we have our staff hard at work, and every single day here at 9 in the morning, you know, taking off at 5 or 6, if they're lucky.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's been a big change moving here too. I mean, what about the last place we were in, right?
Like, oh yeah, that was
what a strange joint. Tell people your angle on it, because I think I've talked about this a lot, but tell them about the evolution of our workspace, because it's kind of interesting.
So when I came in the first time, when I met Matt and Greg, who were on the production team, we're actually at 2424. It was the only time I was in there.
We were still at that.
We were still there. Building. I was only there once.
So that was a small single office, maybe 14 feet wide by
skinny
like
room,
60 feet long.
Very long. It was very strange.
Small skinny room. Yeah.
So I got to talk to them and agreed to do some work. And then later that week or that month or whatever it was, we moved into the new building, the new building's basement.
Yes,
actually.
Yeah, because the building itself didn't exist.
Yeah, that was not done yet.
Yeah, essentially it was a single-story garage that they were building on top of, and we moved into
the garage.
Yeah.
So that was very interesting, very unique. There was particle board on the walls.
That was
interesting.
That was a style choice.
And everybody who worked for MLU was just there in one room. We all had tables, laptops, computers.
Was all the merchandise there at that point?
Up, and it was stuffed with merchandise.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Just everywhere. So that was cozy.
Yeah.
Then when the next floors were finished, we could finally move up, and we got some rooms. That was nice.
The rooms were nice.
Yeah.
But they were bedrooms in what was essentially an apartment.
Yes. So we did run out of apartments, which was nice. We had a sink and refrigerator, kitchen, showers, all that. All the things you have in an apartment.
Washer, dryer.
Yeah, washer, dryer.
Yeah, that was nice.
Do a lot of people don't have that at their work, do they?
Not often. Not often. I like the washer, dryer, shower thing. I think that would be, it might encourage more exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we made that work, and it was a lot of fun. It was a unique place. Better than a garage, definitely.
Step up from a garage.
Mm-hmm. And eventually we outgrew that too.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Here we are. We got, what, we got 3,400 square feet,
mm-hmm.
several rooms. We have full-time people sitting at desks working.
Yeah.
And I look back at, you know, even before you got there when we were working out of the coffee shop across the street from my house.
Oh, yeah, I was after coffee
shop. You were after coffee shop. It's exciting for you. The coffee shop misses us, though, I have to say. Yeah, they're very sad. But all the way to where we are now, which speaks not only to the opportunity available here in the sport that we're working on, but also to the commitment of these people.
Mm-hmm.
These are people, many of whom have been here for quite a while and helping us execute what we're going to do. And that sort of brings us to my next little topic for you. What are we going to do? We have this big project, which is the 2016 season,
mm-hmm.
the 2017 season, the 2018 season, the league as a whole, revenue streams we're chasing, all this stuff. But we also have some very specific things we're working on. And maybe we can talk a little bit about, you know, what is this offseason looking like in terms of specific changes that we're working on?
Mm-hmm. Well, my favorite thing about this offseason so far is that we're starting now.
Yeah.
We are getting started very early, and I'm very excited about that. Our specific project I'm most excited about is definitely the website.
Yeah.
We are redesigning it. It is going to be much better.
He's excited
about this. Our old website was quite the mess of rubber bands and bubble gum kind of holding everything together. Yeah. And
taking nothing away from the people who worked on it, it was just one of those. We kept outgrowing it, office space.
Exactly.
We kept outgrowing it, mm-hmm. kept tacking on additions, and in the end, you're right, bubblegum, masking tape.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I was one of the people
you were involved
slamming bubblegum on there, so I know. But I'm really excited to get a new experience for the users to have on the website. Just very clean, lots of info. Statistics are going to be huge. It is going to be a great way to deliver statistics. So I'm really excited about that.
Excellent. Yeah, I think one of the opportunities there that we've talked a lot about is, you know, how can we let people get to know our players better, get to express their, you know, fandom of specific players a little bit better, be more interactive. And I think that the statistics element is going to add a lot to that. Because we've had them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been presentation that's been challenging.
Yeah, it's very difficult to find them.
It is a little bit difficult. Unless you play fantasy, in which case...
Oh, yeah, then you're...
They all
you got
live
them
there.
All.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And so play fantasy.
Yeah.
You know, just go do that.
Exactly.
Go do that. We'll have that available soon. Don't worry.
Yeah.
We're going to do some updates to the way we do ticketing on there as
mm-hmm.
well.
That's something we're looking into. Should be a lot easier, a lot more streamlined.
Yeah, better experience if you're going to buy tickets to a game.
Yeah.
Is the hope. Yep. I mean, that in and of itself is an enormous project. We're also looking at updates to fantasy, I think, mm-hmm. is going to be
a lot of big changes. We're still, that's such a changing thing. You know, we really need to figure it out. You know, we're trying to make it as best as it possibly can be. So.
Yeah. And then I think we also, you know, we haven't even covered it yet, but you're also very involved on the merchandise side.
Mm-hmm.
As creative director, your job is to oversee anything that's coming out of the place in terms of design. You know, what are we looking to do in the realm of merchandise over the next few months?
Mm-hmm.
And then how is that going to play out into the year? You know, what kind of focus are we having?
Mm-hmm. So in our brand new shop, which is great. That's also forgot
shop.
To. Yeah.
yeah. We have a brand new shop, mouShop.com.
Mm-hmm.
Go to that.
It's been huge. The launch was great. We've got plenty of sales going on all the time. So far as merchandise, our selection has been a little limited in the past. And that's something I want to change. we're looking to move away from just t-shirts with your team logo on it to t-shirts with things that speak to the Ultimate community, Ultimate lifestyle apparel, because that's one of our focuses, is moving into the sport of Ultimate itself instead of just branding our own things.
And I think it makes sense too, you know, when we were discussing this a little bit ago, we're lucky, and looking at our demographics and looking at the people who follow the MLU, it seems like there are people that care about this league, care about the future of Pro Ultimate, care about Ultimate in general, who are, you know, many of them not from one of our cities.
Yeah.
And so if you're from a city where we don't have a team yet, you don't necessarily want to be a big supporter of Boston or Seattle. You want to support your own city. Or if you can't do that yet, because we aren't there yet, you want to support Ultimate in general. So I think that if we can produce merchandise that gives people an opportunity to express their love of Ultimate and to express the opportunity available in their city where they are.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, hey, a bunch of people are buying MIU stuff in Chicago. Maybe we should look at Chicago. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm excited about that. And I think, you know, you're on the right track there. And I think that the team is very, very motivated to get that done.
Yeah.
In keeping with that, we're going to be looking for some design interns.
Yes, absolutely.
Over the coming year, you know. You want to talk a little bit about what kind of people you're hoping to find there?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're going to get some stuff out about it soon, but
yeah.
Be good to back it up here.
Yeah, I mean, we're really looking for interns in any field. I mean, we do a little bit of everything. We market, we design, we do production. So if you're interested in almost anything, we do it. I mean, it's... And the opportunity for growth is fantastic because that's how I started. That's how most of our full-time employees now started, is just coming in a couple days a week, really trying really hard, being dedicated, wanting to grow the sport. And if that's the kind of person you are, come on in, because we'll find something for you.
We sure
do
will.
Everything.
We have plenty of things.
Yes.
We have plenty of things. We also have another full-time position that we're going to be looking for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be looking to fill a social media coordinator position,
yes.
Which is a full-time gig. Salary, all that kind of. Vacation.
Yeah.
Benefits.
Oh,
I don't know.
Vacation. Boy.
Vacation.
Yeah.
You get it. You aren't allowed to take it.
Yeah.
But you get it. Yeah, that's how it works. But yeah, so we have that position we're going to be advertising for soon. So if you're out there and you're looking to get involved in social media, particularly, I think we'd like to find someone local. It'd be good to have someone in the office.
Philadelphia area.
But we'll take applications from elsewhere. You never know. You might find somebody who's just that great.
Yeah.
So we're going to be looking for that too. A lot of good news. A lot of good news out there. That's about all the time we have for today. New format, by the way. Cleats and Cufflinks, running a little bit shorter, a little tighter.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some people are going to miss the extensive banter. But you know, that's the way it is.
Yeah, we'll have to do like a director's cut where you just go on for another hour.
Yeah, exactly. You can find us on iTunes, Cleats and Cufflinks. You can also get us on Twitter @CleatsCufflinks or @NickDarling.
@ScottHelm. I do have a Twitter. I'm not on there a lot.
Get back on there.
We're gonna
push that for Scott. So reach out to @ScottHelm. Ask him questions. Make fun of him. Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
We like all of it. And we'll be back again next week. I'll have a different host unless everybody just clamors for Scott's return.
Yeah.
And,
hit me up on Twitter. Tell me that you don't want to see anybody else. It could just be me.
You could actually get rid of me. If you just want Scott, that's also another option. So, Scott, thanks for coming on today.
Mm-hmm. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a lot of fun. We'll see you soon, and we'll see everybody else out there next week on Cleats and Cufflinks.